Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The draft is 3 days away. The Steelers are quickly becoming the team that is linked to Shedeur Sanders more than any other team. Dulac came out and said first-round grade on Jackson Dart. Maybe they trade back in the first round and take another quarterback like a Jalen Milroe or a Tyler Shuck. Either way, there's going to be a young quarterback on this team in 2025, who's picked early in this draft, with or without Aaron Rodgers here. And so there's either going to be one young guy who's battling Mason Rudolph for playing time, or it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, this young quarterback, and then Mason Rudolph. He'll slide down to probably third on their depth chart, where he was when he saved the Steelers' season 2 years ago. I think Mason Rudolph is more than what the Steelers are paying him, only $4 million. And I think he's better than the guy that Ray described in that answer, where he's a quarterback who they like and they know can go in and win games. I am intrigued by the idea of giving this guy a runway, give him a shot. Give him more than just a couple of games. Give him more than just nothing else worked. So see what you can do with the job, Mason. We're all rooting for you. He struggled when he went in for Ben in his second year, but that was after he got horrible coaching, no coaching whatsoever. There wasn't a quarterback coach on the roster. Roethlisberger was not a fan. When he went in and rattled off those wins at the end of the season 2 years ago, the Steelers had fired Matt Canada, and they were piecemealing an offense together, a Matt Canada playbook that was being called by two coaches. It was a very unusual, unorthodox setup, one that really does not put a quarterback in position to succeed. I'm saying all those things because I do believe in Mason Rudolph, and I am actually excited about the potential prospect of this guy getting a big chunk of games and seeing what he can do with them. He's a poor man's, for us, I'm talking about for Steelers fans, he's like a poor man's Nick Foles. Nick Foles sucked outside of Philadelphia. Everywhere else he went in the NFL, he couldn't play. He's a god to Eagles fans because he won them a Super Bowl. And Rudolph didn't win a Super Bowl here and didn't even win a playoff game. But I have confidence in Rudolph even after he went to Tennessee and didn't play well, because I think the situation here, and I can't believe I'm saying this because I'm not a Mike Tomlin fan and I'm not even sure Arthur Smith is that good of an offensive coordinator, but I'm pretty sure the situation here with DK Metcalf is better than what Tennessee had last year. And I saw Rudolph make plays with Pickens and Deontay Johnson as his top receivers in an offense that was described as like high schoolish. And we all saw what Matt Canada's playbook looked like. It was this piece of paper, basically, with a few plays on the front and a few plays on the back, like something that you'd see a Pop Warner coach or a youth football coach call plays from. So this situation the Steelers find themselves in, for me, if it doesn't get worked out with Aaron Rodgers, I'll be happy. And yeah, I'd like to see Shedeur Sanders on the roster. I'd like to see a rookie quarterback get first swing at the job, because that player's future, it will become the most important thing to the franchise when they draft him. But I'm also not ruling out the fact that Mason Rudolph might be good here. And I think there's a lot of Steelers fans out there who push for Mason Rudolph and argue for Mason Rudolph, but the argument is, let's play him because he's going to suck, and the team is going to suck, and the team is going to win like five games, and that sets us up in the 2026 draft. I do think that there's a universe out there. I do think that there's a world out there in which Mason Rudolph has a little bit of Geno Smith in him and gets the chance and plays well and becomes the Steelers' starting quarterback for the next few years. Does that sound crazy to you? 412-928-9370. I didn't do any drugs this weekend. I did have a few surfsides at the Pirates game on Saturday and a couple more when I got home that night. And then I had wine at my in-law's house for Easter dinner yesterday. But as far as mind-altering things, that's the extent of the drug and alcohol use for me in the last 48 hours. I have a part of me as a Steelers fan that wants to see Mason Rudolph play outside of the shadow of Ben Roethlisberger and without the limitations of the Matt Canada offense, with better wide receivers, with wide receivers who actually, I think, are in line with the way he plays, which is get the ball downfield. He somehow, and this is like pure magic and sorcery, he was somehow able to keep George Pickens from blowing up and acting like an immature baby. So Ray says he'd ride with Mason Rudolph and like says it in a way that's making him sound like, best case scenario, he's a Charlie Batch type who's just a rock solid backup quarterback. I think there's a chance he's still more than that. And if that's one of the things we find out this year, cool. Like, I'd rather see if Mason Rudolph has that in his game than see what Aaron Rodgers can do at 41 years old. And not because I'm treating this year as a season where they're punting. I do think that there might be potential in Mason Rudolph that just got thrown by the wayside because of his circumstances here. And the circumstances he had in Tennessee were actually worse than what he had here. I mean, we've seen some of these reclamation project quarterbacks turn a corner, like Sam Darnold or Geno Smith. Why can't Mason Rudolph be the next guy in that line of quarterbacks who have proven everybody wrong. 412-928-9370. Donnie, does any part of you have that curiosity with Mason? Or are you 100% convinced all he is a backup quarterback in this league? Nothing more, nothing less.
No, I mean, I think there's still some curiosity in just based on what we saw the final few games of 2023. I'm not putting a lot of stock into it long term. Like, I'm not going to hold my breath thinking that this guy could get them out of their quarterback troubles for the foreseeable future. But I've just said all along that I want to see them ride with this guy.
Would it be more shocking than Geno Smith turning into a good quarterback if that's what happens with Mason Rudolph if he gets a chance?
I don't know if I'd say more shocking.
Right, so there's already the blueprint of something like that happening. Same kind of similar style quarterback,
right,
too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It would feel very similar to me. But I guess, like, the way Geno was that, you know, he got thrown around by a lot of different teams. He played for both teams in New York. And then it was just the sweetest part for him. He got to beat the guy he replaced the first game that he started that season where he really turned things around. He had the cool quote after
the game. So schedule makers, give us Steelers-Browns in week one and let the Steelers go up against Kenny and let Mason Rudolph beat him in Pittsburgh week one, and then we'll have the start of a storybook season with him. How about that? Put that into the world.
That may be what they're thinking, but I think, per usual, the Pirates are home that weekend, so they probably won't be
yeah, that's a good point.
hosting a game.
How long has it been since they lost that game against Tennessee, right?
Well, no, they started week one against San Francisco a couple of years
That's
ago.
That's right. What am I talking about? I've tried to block that game out because it was like the beginning of the end for me in Pickett. Yeah, I mean, I hear a lot of let's go with Mason, but I think most of it is because fans believe that's the quickest route to get an early pick in next year's draft. I'm saying it because I think there's a chance the guy's good.
What do you think their ceiling is with him?
Let me put it this way. I don't think it's any worse than with Rodgers. And let me put it this way. If Rodgers threw 25 touchdowns and 8 interceptions at 41, I don't think he'd be the Steelers quarterback in 2026. Do you agree with that?
Probably not.
If Mason Rudolph threw 25 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, do you think he'd be the Steelers quarterback in 2026? I think he would be.
You don't think they would take a guy in the 26th draft?
I mean, they might, but I think he'd still be around, and I think he'd have a chance to ward the guy off and keep him at arm's length for at least the first few games of the season. Because that's obviously not what it's all about, touchdown to interception ratio. But that would be a stat line that would make me feel like the guy could actually play quarterback in the NFL. How old is he? Is he 30 yet? Rudolph, what is he, 29, 30? 2000, trying to think of when.
29.
There might be 7 or 8 years left in him as an NFL quarterback. So, look, I'm not at all opposed to drafting a quarterback 21st. I don't want Jackson Dart, but I would take Sanders there. And if they do this Giants trade and move back to 33 or 34, excuse me, I'd be even more excited about taking a quarterback in that spot. I also am not ruling out Mason Rudolph being this kind of ugly duckling quarterback who we all wrote off. We all said sucked, and if given an opportunity, can actually do something with it. So I'm in favor of it, but it seems like I'm in favor of it for reasons that most people can't wrap their head around, and that is because I think the guy has a chance actually to be a good NFL starting quarterback.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem.
We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.